Destroy yourself, and whenever you go into sin, what you're doing is destroying yourself.
Yes.
We have a very short life here on earth. And it's really just an infancy of what we will have throughout all eternity.
Yes.
And it's such a critical point in life where you have to make a decision of in this 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, by the grace of God, 100 years, if you should do so, you will get the opportunity to make the decision of where you will spend eternity. And eternity is a number that we can't even imagine.
Yes.
And we have to, and because we are, and because we have such, what's the word I want to say? Because we have minds, and we're born in sin, and we're born so handicapped.
Yes.
Sin is a major handicap.
Yes, it is.
Because we are born so handicapped when it comes to the things of God and the way of God, God takes so much time and effort to turn us in His direction. And He's a good God. At the same time, He's doing that. The influences of the earth that caused man to fall to start with are always present forever, seems like, trying to influence you not to obey God. And the truth of it is anything that you do to disobey God is destructive.
Yes.
Yeah.
It may not seem like it at the time, but it will destroy you. I'm sure that Adam, when he, you know, when he first ate, you know, disobeyed God and ate from the tree he wasn't supposed to eat from, I'm sure, since Adam lived to be 965 years or something like that, I'm sure at the very beginning he didn't feel any pain.
Yes.
Somewhere around about 800 and something. I'm you know, somewhere around about 700 and something. I'm sure he came home and his knee was kind of going flat.
Yes.
And you know, when Adam lived a long time, I don't even think he lived that long. She's probably, you know, he probably went through a month or two while I was coming.
He did. Yes. Yes.
Yes, because, you know, there's nothing in the Bible that says that women were bearing children in their twos and threes hundreds of years.
No.
That's what made it such a miracle when Sarah had one.
Yes.
So, you know, during this time frame, you know, life was changing and God was bringing him along. And he probably at some point in time, around 200 or 300, if it wasn't for Eve dying or whoever, probably thought he'd gotten away with it. You know how sometimes you think you've gotten away with it? But you hope. Everybody say, I hope that everything I've done wrong, say that, catches me this side of heaven.
Catches me this side of heaven. Yes, yes.
I hope that everything I've come up short with catches me
on this side of heaven.
This side of heaven.
Yes.
Because I've got to be what it says in, you know, in Philippians, I've got to be blameless.
Yes.
In that day of Jesus Christ. So when we are talking about building, and I was reading, it's, you know, she's building the next generation. I want to encourage the next generation. And I say this because it is true in God. And then I'm going to really try to encourage the pastor. If indeed, for all of us who have kids, we ourselves, if you don't teach your children in the way of God, teach them that heaven is real, not just something in your mind, not just a wish, but a reality.
Yes.
You don't earnestly, when the Bible says train up a child where she goes, it's not just telling them about it. It means to build them and shape them.
Shape them, yes.
And their minds. I told my children this because it is true. If my children don't go to heaven, then every pamper that I've bought, every can of
formula, yes.
Every midnight run to emergency, every cast that has been on, every doctor's appointment, every late night call, every worry, all the things, the money and time I put in them, if they don't make it to heaven, the only thing that Paul and I will have done, each one of them, if they don't make it to heaven, is increase hell by one.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
All we will have done.
That's all you have done.
So we have to try very hard not to let our labor be in vain.
Yes.
We have to work at it.
Yes.
Getting back to all the young people, you need to know all the young people so we can bring you up as this thing says, healthy and safe. Yeah. Healthy in God, spiritually healthy like Jesus.
Yes.
So that you grow in spirit and in body.
Body. Yes.
Safe in God so the devil doesn't destroy you before you get around to God expecting it for you. And for all the people who talk about and love the scripture of him bringing you to an expected end, you know, God's expected end for me is, even though he was talking to Israel, my expected end in God is not simply that I'll pray a prayer and I'll get a house, I'll pray a prayer and I'll get a car. That's an encouragement that the expected end is coming.
Yes.
It's not that I'll get a healing. That's an encouragement that the expected end is coming. Yeah. My expected end is to have eternal life.
Yes.
God expects me, having sent his son to die for me, and having sent his son whose blood washes and cleanses me, because he knows that I have to walk around all the time in the earth and dust and dirt and all sorts of filth. So his manner of sending his son to keep me, to not only cleanse me, but to keep me clean, and the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me, and all the things he does is to keep me so that he can bring me to an expected end. And his expected end is that I should have eternal life.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Everything in between is there to encourage me and remind me that the grace that is given, the mindset that I have, the mindset that a young person has, and it's a measure of grace that the devil tries so hard to steal. The mindset that you have to play and to sing and to be in the house of God and to be a part of the worship and all that, you need to know that that isn't something that's just innate. It is a measure of grace that God has given you. And it is one thing that if you're not careful, you will lose.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
And all this time, God is working so hard.
Yes.
To bring us to this expected end, which is everlasting life. And we need to remind you from time to time, and we're kind of afraid to say to you two things. One, we seem to be afraid to tell the younger generation when we're telling them they need to hope and have faith and do all these things, and all this is true. And absolutely, you must have faith in God, but without faith it's impossible to please him. That is true. And,
yes.
And we have all the seminars which walk you through all the steps of faith and how to become faithful and what you must have and everything else. And then we seem to be afraid to approach the subject of because you're going to need to live forever.
Yes, yes.
And we're afraid that if we sit down and say to you that all of this is about the reason why you're here and the reason why you're in this one is because you're being kept by the power of God. You were brought this far because of his wisdom and because of his will.
Yes.
And you always want God's will in your life.
Yes, yes you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
So that you can come to this expected end that God has for you, which is eternal life.
Life, yes.
So that you'll live forever. We are afraid to talk about heaven being a real place. And we like to broach the subject of ruling and reigning with him as if it's just something that we talk about without ever giving any thought that really we are supposed. Why would you need a crown if you're not going to reign?
Well, that's right. Amen.
What's your point? Just so we'll walk around and talk about how beautiful your crown is?
Yeah.
Is that what it's all about?
No,
we'll have one because we'll help God do what fallen angels did not do. We'll help him rule and reign throughout the earth and the universe. This is what this is our job.
Yes.
God has a great purpose for us. Even though we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, we are God's posterity. We are his inheritance. When you read the scripture in Ephesians and it talks about it, we're important to him.
He has
a plan for us.
Yeah.
He has a use for us.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And I'm glad of it. I'm not really in a hurry to die any more than anybody else. I would like to see Jesus before I die, but when it really comes down and when you really give some thought, it is good that we don't have to trudge through this life before eternity any longer than we do. It's difficult enough making it for the years that we do make it.
Amen.
And but for the grace of God, we will not.
That's right. Amen.
So we need to encourage all the young people. So why do I need to come to church? Well, that's so you live your life right. That's true, but there's a greater.
Yes. Yes.
Turtles live longer than us.
Yeah, they do.
Three other days. Whale sharks live to be 150.
Yes.
Trees, if you don't cut them down or burn them down, live perpetually.
Yes.
And yet, here it is with us, and we have this life that we have, for the amount of time we have, and we seem to have such a difficult time And we like to talk about God's purpose in us. And every small purpose in us is to lead us to the really great purpose.
You know? Yes, yes.
That we would rule and reign with Him forever.
Yeah.
That's the significant part, and that's the real part. And you talk about immortality, you talk about going to heaven, then people start looking at you like, well, you know, I don't know about all that. I just need a house next week. Well, your house, the house next week comes when you're on your way to the house that you have forever.
Amen.
Amen.
The job, if you want the great job that God can work with, the will of God, it's the one that allows you to obey God and worship God. Let me get back to where I was. So when we talk about working on buildings, building walls and temples, you must not ever let your wall or your temple be anything other than doing the will of God.
Yes.
It is all about being, in Ezra, when it talks about being building the temple and all of those things, it's referring to the analogy and what you're given isn't referring to building a building. It's building this building.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
That's what Jesus told the woman at the well. It's building this life. When you see Nehemiah talking about I'm on a wall and I can't come down, he's talking about I am building something in God.
God.
That's what I can't stop doing. Yeah. It's a purpose I have in God, something I must do in God. Now let me get some passage so I cannot make this long. I want to look in a couple of scriptures and encourage you today if I can. And I want all the young people, make up your mind today. You know, if you're anything less than 102, I want you to say, I cannot not go to heaven.
I cannot not go to heaven.
You need to say that every day. And you need to say that when things come your way that are not right. You need to remind yourself, I cannot go to heaven.
Yes.
This I absolutely must do. Ezra. And Ezra, Bishop Johnson, and Ezra, you probably need to know that Ezra doesn't even come to Jerusalem until the wall and the temple are both built. And he recounts it and does the history of it. But he's not there in the process of either one. Actually, it's Zechariah and Haggai and a few others. But that's okay, notwithstanding. He writes this account too. For Ellen Johnson, Pastor Johnson, he says, when they started to build the temple, and they laid the foundation, chapter 3 and verse 11, and they sang together by course and passing. First encouragement, Ella Johnson. When they first started building the temple, and you have to read this in Haggai. First encouragement. They didn't build it. It wasn't that they didn't build it quickly. But because of all the things that came their way, people and everything else, they built it for about 18 months, and then they stopped building for 18 years.
Wow.
Because so many things came their way. Then the danger was by the time that Zechariah and Haggai come along, things had slowed down to such a crawl until they had got so comfortable with not completing it, they weren't worried about finishing it.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And the danger is sometimes when you have God gives you something to do, and you keep putting it off, after a while, you stop worrying about doing it.
That's right, amen.
If you say at the beginning of the year you're going to increase your prayer life, and January comes, February comes along, by March you say, well, and you've changed your mind.
Yeah.
Things are different. And so when Haggai and Zechariah came along, God sent them to stir them up.
Hallelujah.
They had to find out what all the problems were.
Yeah.
And one of the problems they found out in Ezra and chapter 3 and 11, it says, and they sang together by chorus and praising and giving thanks unto God, because he is good, for his mercy endure forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great voice, and they praised God, because the foundation of the Lord's house was laid. They laid the foundation of the Lord's house. They came back and they got it started. You know how you get off to a good start in things?
Yes.
And you're enthusiastic and you're encouraged. But many of the priests and Levites, chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted out for joy. Now here's the first point. Many of the things, because it says we're preparing for the next generation, I want you to understand that when they laid this foundation, many of the people who were around and had gone up from Jerusalem to Babylon had seen the original temple.
Yeah, yes.
And when they laid this foundation, it wasn't as big as Solomon's foundation.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like Solomon's foundation.
Yeah.
And so the older people looked at it and said, it's not going to work.
Yeah, yes.
And they didn't like it because they said, it doesn't look like what we are used to seeing.
Yes.
But the younger people were very excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a combination of people saying it's not going to work and of people who were saying, yes, well, we're ready to go. And they were both coming together. They were so loud you couldn't tell who was doing what. But what I want to encourage you is not everybody, when we move on, you know, I was looking through my iPad over here, and sometimes I use my iPad. Not everybody's ready for me to step up to the podium with an iPad.
Amen.
That's right, yes.
Come on,
wait. Yeah. Yes.
So you may as well get used to it because.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't care what you use as long as you find what I'm reading.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, I had a problem. I used to take out the phone, start reading the Bible, and the Spirit said to me, at least they're reading it. And I said, you know what, Lord, this is right.
Yes.
We have many, there's so many things, and there were so many things that held them up, and one of them was, they just weren't saying, the people just weren't saying what they were used to, not go to that right.
Hallelujah.
I won't mean Haggai, I'm sorry, go to Haggai. Haggai chapter 2. Don't forget now. Everywhere in the Old Testament when it's talking about building buildings and building walls and things, there are different levels on that. One building that you're building is your own.
Oh yeah.
That's building up the person who's going to be in heaven. We can get so busy talking about how we're going to do this and do that, we forget. It's something we have to always remember. You have to work out your own salvation. There is no group salvation plan.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no group salvation plan. There's no family plan.
That's right.
You're not going to end up in heaven because you belong to anybody's church in particular. You're going to end up in heaven because you belong to that glorious church in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hopefully the local organization or the local church that you're in, whatever it is aware that we all must be in that glorious church that's in Christ Jesus, and your church helps you fit in that church.
Yes. Amen.
Because that's the church that's going up.
Yeah, yes.
And you're having your name on the roll. And I'm a little boy, my name was on the roll probably. Paul Run Baptist Church, Missionary Baptist Church in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I've been on there since I was probably 3 years old when my mother first took me down there. And it will probably stay on that roll and go into the history books when I die. Because once they put somebody on, they'll take them off.
Yeah, that's right. They don't.
But that won't. But that's not where my name is. And I love having my name in. But where my name absolutely has to be, it has to be in that book.
Yes, yes.
It has to be in the Lamb's book.
Yeah.
That's why I like Tasha Cobb's song. He knows my name. Yes. It has to be in that book.
Yes.
And once it's there. And I'll tell you what's so nice about it. It's not until you're 12, but you know, until you reach the age of where you're cognizant and you can make your own decisions, the name is there by the grace of God. And then about the time you turn to 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 and learn to lie.
Yeah.
you know, then you have to be very concerned that it'll be blotted out.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, sir.
But that's okay. God is a keeper, and the Lord will keep you if you obey God.
Yes. Yes.
So he says in this, I'm getting long now, so let me finish. In the seventh month of the year, chapter 2 of Haggai, came the word of the Lord to the prophet Haggai, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Salatiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, residue of the people meant to speak to all the people who were left over who came out of Babylon. Who is left among you that saw this house in the first glory? These are the same people that were talking about Ezra. How do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison? Is it as nothing? And he said to them, be strong, O Zerubbabel. Be strong, O Joshua. And he goes on, he says, be strong, all the people of the land, saith the Lord. For I am with you, saith the Lord, according to the words that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remained among you. Fear not. He says, for yet a little once in a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, and the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you. The Lord will move. He said, I will shake heaven and earth. I will move for you.
Yes.
If you will be with me.
With me.
And
yes.
I'll make sure that no matter what happens, this place is going to be glorious.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to work this out because he says, don't worry about the money.
Yes.
Because the silver is not, you know, one of the worst things I see people doing is scrubbing over money. Like God doesn't own everything.
Yeah. Yes, yes, he does.
And you know, if you really want to get let off, if you really want to get let off after you've been around God for a long time, start loving money.
Money, yeah. Yes.
And he tells Zerubbabel, he says, don't even worry about that. Don't worry about the collections. Don't worry about anything. He says, you know, look at what we've got here. And I know people are saying, this can't be like what we used to have. Or people are saying, in other words, in the way it is today, they're saying, well, you know, especially among older people, they, you know, these people down here, they ain't living nothing. They ain't this and they ain't that. Well, there might be some people who are not living anything, but it's not because they're not dressing like we dress.
Right,
and it's not
right.
Because they don't look like
right,
we look.
Right, yes.
Right.
So, what are you saying, Bishop? Says, well, you know, I can't unsave somebody. I can't unsave a person just because he walked in your church with an earring in his ear.
Yes,
them.
That's right.
I cannot.
That's right.
Music is the most obvious one because when I first came back to the church, I was in the Church of God in Christ. It took me a long time. It took me a while to settle myself to even be able to play bass in the Church of God in Christ when I first came. Because I grew up in a little Baptist church where we only had a piano. We didn't even have drums.
Yeah, that's
right. And when I came back to the church and the music was moving and it was more an R&B beat and I was an R&B musician from way, you know, I mean, you know, and when I got there, I was very uncomfortable trying to make that conversion because I still felt like this was worldly.
Yes.
Until I finally found out that music is generational.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to save this generation, you're going to, I'm not saying y'all live only.
Right.
I'm not telling anybody.
Right. Yes.
You know that you can do whatever you want, go wherever you want. I'm not saying that. You can't live in holy. But I am saying that what was in my generation is not the things that will move this generation.
That's right. Yes, yes. That's right. Yes.
I can sing. I'm working on a building. I can get away with it because I'm 60 years old. But you know, you probably need to be singing. You know, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I love that. He goes before me.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
And if you want to really be where it is, I look at the worship today. Hey, I know the worship of my generation and love it.
Yes.
But I cannot say the younger generation in their worship are not worshiping God.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
I can't say when they're lifting up their hands, they're not lifting up their hands to God.
That's right.
Because they are.
Yes.
We have to be at a point where, and this is the point he was making when he showed him this foundation, and the older people said, this doesn't look like what we're used to saying. And he had to say to them, but it's God's foundation.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, God's
amen.
Foundation. Yes.
It's God's temple that we're building.
Yes.
Amen.
It's God's house that we're building.
Yes.
And what can't change is our gospel. And what can't change is what's not going to change is the Holy Ghost. What's not going to change is the Word of God. But here we are, just in here this morning. We have two people, one just grown to the base. My God, you know when I broke, I just said, we had a PM and had enough of that anyway.
That's right.
If I had my way in Promise Church, we would only have keyboards, we'd have horns. And
Yes.
We would have everything that we could need to glorify God in the way that we could.
Yes.
Because we're doing the work of God. Last scripture for the pastor.
Yes, sir.
It's in Zechariah.
Good teaching.
Amen.
She invited me, so I'm going to preach. And he said to him, number one, verse chapter 3. Ready? Zechariah chapter 3. Okay. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? He said to him, I want to encourage you. Everything you do in God, the devil's going to always resist you.
Yes, that's right.
Not only you, but every one of us.
Every one of us, yes.
He stands there.
Yeah.
When you try to believe, to tell you not to believe.
Yes.
He stands there when you get ready to pray to ask you, why are you bothering to pray?
Yeah, yes.
He stands there no matter what you do because it's his desire to tell you God's not moving for you.
Yes.
But you need to see the last part. And the angel of the Lord, which is the Lord himself, said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
And you need to be able to say when you're doing something for God, Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
Then he says over here, he goes on to anoint Joshua. And get to this last part for today. Chapter 4. Remember now, whether we're building walls, whether we're building temples, what we're really building is the life in God.
Yes.
Amen.
Because not one of these chairs is going up with Jesus in your house.
That's right. Amen.
What you're really building, when you're talking about building a wall, building a temple, you're talking about building your life in God.
Yes.
What you're really talking about when you're talking about not letting people stop you is stopping your life in God.
Yes.
Is stopping what you're doing in God. Don't get caught off. This is the reason why he told him, don't worry about the silver and the gold. And he talked about shaking heaven. Don't get caught off with the things that we have on earth when it comes to building for God.
Yes.
Don't get caught up in them and use them as a symbol of what you're doing in God. You can build all the churches you want, lay them out any way you want to, but if you haven't built a life in God, you won't go back to Jesus when he comes.
Amen. That's right.
And he says to him in chapter 4, and I'm almost done. About verse number 5. And people have been preaching this all my life. 4 and 5. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, knowest thou not what things be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he said unto me, the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace unto it. Moreover, the Lord came to me and said, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it.
Hallelujah.
And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. And that's what I'm leaving you with. The Lord that told you to begin this work, you will also finish it with the portion that you have. And you will know that the Lord sent me to tell you.
Yes.
And since the time you told me, you invited me down here, I've been saying, is that a word for her? And the Lord kept saying, yes. But I want you to know, because the devil will come and say, why don't you start this? You don't, where's it going? Taking a long time. Ought to be here, ought to be there. And then others will come and compare themselves.
That's right.
Why isn't this like that?
Yeah.
Why isn't that like that? Yeah. Where is this and where is that? Because they have all these people. If you go back and you take the time and you read Ezra, you know, my God, they, for 18 years, those people came against them trying to build that temple.
That's true.
And they even told them, well, they even broke the one place and had the king make them stop.
Yeah, they did.
Shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Kept going round and round and round. And finally Haggai got scared up and he told him, he says, consider your ways, get up.
Yeah.
He says, hasn't the Lord been with you all this time?
Yes.
Hasn't God brought you through? He says, y'all need to get up and get started again. He told him, he says, I saw the Lord's family with Zerubbabel telling him, hey, put a crown on his head, dressed him up, got him ready. You need to see yourself when the Lord is moving. The Lord picked you up, dressed you up, got you ready, got you out here. And then the Lord said to him, the hand that started this, you're going to finish it.
Yes, yes.
The work that the Lord has for you, God will do it, and you will know that the Lord is in this work.
Yeah. Amen.
Everybody say
amen.
Amen. Amen.
But consider your
ways.
And get up.
Get up.
And do what you need to do in God.
Yes.
Jesus
comes. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is.
Scary point, isn't it, Elijah?
Yes.
If Jesus comes tomorrow and you don't go back with him, well, to be honest with you, you get a second chance. You might make it through the tribulation.
Right.
But if you lay down to him,
yes.
And you die,
yes.
And you don't wake up seeing Jesus,
you
your time's over.
Yeah,
Lord. Since God is the one who keeps my heart beating, keeps your heart beating, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning thinking about the blood rushing through my body so quickly, whatever, my heart is beating, and God is sustaining it.
Yes.
And at any given moment, if he withdraws his grace, it will stop.
Yes, amen.
And we don't have the power to crank it up again. Oh, there's just some juice to it. That's God's electricity.
Yes.
When he's done, he's done.
He's done, he's done.
Yes, you need to make up your mind. I need to go to heaven.
Yes.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
I'm so glad that the Lord saved me.
Right.
There's no work greater. There's no one you need to impress.
anything but God. Because he knows all about you. And knows if he would invite you with all the things he knows about you, then you ought not be afraid to come before him. Because the answer has to be yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Every other day, you know, he comes to take you back from square one. But that's not true. I know too much about God.
Yes.
I'm going on with the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And then stop letting old people like me make you think that we're somehow perfect.
Yes.
We're not.
We're
kept by the grace of God.
Yeah, amen. Yes.
We're good examples. We're not running around with all manner of evil. We're kept by the grace of God.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Every time you thought about giving up, you thought about it many more times, so we passed a couple more times than everybody.
Yes.
And every time we thought that the Lord, whatever we thought about God, the same Holy Ghost was in you, came to us and said, you'll be all right.
You'll be all right, yes.
Make up your mind.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Lord wash you.
Lord wash you.
Lift your hands. Look towards heaven. And this time, speak to Him. And do it in a voice that He can hear. Lord, wash me.
At
this time I'm coming. My mind's made up. I know you're a good God. And I want you to cleanse me so that I'll be unblameable. So that I'll be unrebukable. I want you to save me. I want my name in your book. And I want to know that it's there. Because the blood is for people whose names are in the book.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, Lord, this time I won't give up. No matter what comes my way. And I tell them, Lord, when you come back, I'm ready. Lord, if something should happen to me today, tell them, Lord, I'm ready. The Lord, I'm sure. My mind's made up. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Remind them of your spirit. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.